The break room smells like burnt coffee and printer toner. You are halfway through a lukewarm cup when Priya, the CFO, steps close and lowers her voice. "The acquisition closes Friday," she says. "After that, 240 jobs are cut, including everyone on your floor. The board voted last night. No announcement until the papers are signed, for legal reasons." Priya's eyes make it clear she expects you to hold the line. An hour later, Darnell, a 51-year-old warehouse supervisor with 22 years here, knocks on your door. His hands are dusty from the floor. He cannot stop smiling. He tells you he finally got offered an apartment he has been waitlisted for 3 years. His landlord needs an answer by noon. If he signs the lease, he is on the hook for deposits and moving costs. If he says no, he might not get another shot. Darnell leans forward. "You hear anything about layoffs?" he asks, trusting you to be straight with him. Through the glass, you can see Priya across the room watching. The company's embargo is real, and so are the consequences if word leaks. But so is the risk that Darnell makes a life-changing commitment hours before he loses his income. You have minutes before noon. How do you handle it?